told by the deputy chairman, Dr. Charles Brothers, that they could have sent me up country or anywhere else, but I was fortunate that I was going to be sent to Larundel, so I went to Larundel. Within 6 weeks, the then social worker at Mont Park, had been there for some time, was leaving or retiring, and no other social worker in the department wanted to go to Mont Park, that long stay, you know, big hospital. She was the only social worker there, so I was tapped on the shoulder one morning to say, next week you start at Mont Park. So that's how I came to 1959. And so I, fairly green behind the ears, social worker at the age of 23, I came to a hospital which had about 1,600 patients, the largest in the state, one social worker, and what was I going to do? And it was one of the best things that happened, because I was thrown in the deep end and in a sense became the sole person in a department of the hospital, and so had to learn a lot of things fairly quickly, and I really enjoyed my 3 years or so that I was a social worker. I think most of the work was really, you could almost call it a bridge between the patients in hospital and the outside world. And in that regard, I was asked to do a lot of social history, so you'd go and visit the relatives and family of the patients, and write up histories for the medical staff. At one stage, we had the Commonwealth Employment Service having a weekly half-day session in the building where I worked, which was in the southern block in between the two male and female long-term wards. And so someone would come from the Preston CES, and I was then had a list of patients who were looking for work outside. Either they were had been in for a long time and were hoping to get out, or else they were in for short periods and coming backwards and forwards. So we set up that, so I would have interviewed the patients beforehand to see who was able to consider that. I had a relationship with the one of the hostels for the female patients who were leaving. This was at Kincora in Hawthorne, in Kincora Road, and I liaised with the matron there so that anybody who was ready to leave but didn't have anywhere to go, they could go there and you know, stay for weeks or even months while they got set up or got a job or looking for accommodation. So rather than just find out who was ready to go and send them in a taxi, I always took them in my car, which was good for them, but it also was good for me in terms of I met the matron every, you know, few weeks, so it made a relationship between us and them, and I got on very well with her, so that it was easy if someone wanted to go, she'd find a vacancy or something like that.